Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 165. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm at the Broadmoor.
Okay. Where? What?
Where?
I'm at the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. That's where I am.
Ah. Are you flooded there?
No, but there's flooding around us.
Oh. I thought you were in California. Wow, I was way off.
Colorado, okay. They both begin with a C, so.
That's true. I guess we're kind of close.
And Jeff is here as well.
Hello! He has... Is it me you're looking for?
No,
what's up?
He has a case sitting next to him. And,
I have a Dos Equis too. Don't ask me. The reason I bought it is because I remember loving Dos Equis back in the day. Something should be left back in the day.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Well, I used to be. Now I'm like, what the fuck? This shit tastes like garbage. They charge $7 for a six-pack of this? Come on now.
How much do they charge for a six-pack?
Like $7.
That's not a bad price.
It is if it's not great.
If I were to go into the local bar here and buy a six-pack of like Miller Lite or Bud Light or something, it would cost about that much.
Well, it's a bar. If you went to like the store, it'd be like what, $5?
We don't have beer store. Like we can only buy them in cases, or we have to go to a bar and buy a six pack. That's it. That's the only options.
That's crazy.
I'd probably rather have Bud Light than Dos Equis.
Bud Light, probably shit yourself though.
That's what I do every morning when I'm out on my route. Just go into some bushes.
Shit yourself.
just go behind some bushes, kind of bend over.
There it is.
And Don is here with us as well.
I can't top that, guys. I can't. I'm not even going to try.
No one can top that.
We're going to try and make this short, but we got a shit ton of games to talk about. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Let's see. Some Diablo impressions from Don, and Jeff can chime in as well.
Where are you at, Jeff?
I want to say I'm near the end of Act 2.
Oh, shit.
So, I don't know. I guess I looked it up. Act. It's four acts, yeah.
Yeah. The last act seemed to go pretty quick, though. The last two acts, actually. I don't know. I felt like the first act was kind of long. The second act was about the same. And then the third and fourth act just kind of flew through. It's like I finished those in like almost a night each.
Yeah, I know. Like in the second act where I am right now, like at the beginning of it, I was way underpowered. Like I was getting my ass kicked. Yep. And now I'm starting to like figure out how to use all my magic and shit like well against like, you know, I'll go in and I'll fucking freeze them and then do the thing that knocks everyone back, like in a wide circle. Then I'll step back and shoot my lightning at them. It's fucking
so you're so playing
cool.
As the mage?
Yeah, it's like a wizard class, I think it's called.
That's cool. I got a secondary. That's my second character. My first was a barbarian. Level 36, I think, with the barbarian. I beat the game with him. I started over. And about the second act was actually where I think... What's up?
Console version? You're already that far? What? How?
Man, I'm good. No, I don't know. I just played it a lot.
It's crazy.
I played it about 3 hours a night probably, maybe four sometimes. I played it a little bit during the weekend. And
see, I only play when like me and my buddy can both play at the same time. Like I'm only playing in co-op, that's it. So it kind of limits it.
Yeah, I played all by myself with that character. I started a second character, the mage. Me and my wife played some co-op on the same screen. That was fun. She's not really big into the game, but I thought it was cool that you could do that, the whole couch co-op thing. It's kind of cool. It kind of harkens back to the Diablo 1 on PS1, which, wasn't the best, but it was cool at the time.
Dude, it's bringing me back to my college days when I would play Baldur's Gate on PS2.
Yeah. Yeah, I played with all the classes, though. They're all different, but I don't know. I'm playing a little bit on hardcore right now with the witch doctor.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, hardcore seems different. Like, I'm more scared and taking things slower. So,
well, if you die there, you're done.
So. Right, right. So, and I don't really want to be done. So, I don't know. It just seems like with the Barbarian, you just fucking power through everything. I died a few times, but it's like, oh well. There's not really enough of a ramification for losing. I guess that's my main problem.
The only time, at least the way I'm playing it, the only time it matters if we die is if we both die while we're fighting a boss. That's the only, and if that happens, you lose all progress on the boss.
Oh, nice.
But other than that, if you die outside of a boss, you can just revive at your corpse. You can both die at the same time, revive right there. It doesn't matter at all.
I think I died in one boss fight. I think Act 3, I think, maybe 2. And it was just out of sheer stupidity, so it wasn't it was hard. The bosses, I've been playing on normal, and the bosses aren't hard at all. Diablo looked pretty intimidating at first, but I breezed through him. I don't think he ever had me flashing with the potion thing where I was freaking out,
like the bosses.
Yeah. I think they're well done, but I think the fact that you don't have a lot of, you don't lose a lot whenever you die. I don't know. I guess that just kind of ruins the whole, but at the same time, you're just getting loot and you really just don't give a shit. It's really just all about pushing forward and getting that next piece of loot. So, which is awesome. So, it's one of my favorite games.
Oh, I am loving it so much. Yeah. Do you remember the boss? I want to say it's in the first act, maybe in the second, but I want to say the first, where it's there's lava below the floor, and it'll light up, and it'll shoot up out of the floor if you don't get out of the way.
The butcher.
I was like, dude, that's such a well-designed boss for this type of game. Really creative, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it. And the throwback to the old, do you guys remember the butcher from Diablo 1?
Yep.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
That's Diablo. Seems like you guys are enjoying it.
Yes.
Love it.
Quite a bit, so. Jeff, you've been playing some Galaga Legions.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I only played a little bit of it. Have you guys played it?
I did when it came out originally on Xbox Live.
It seems kind of like what they did with Pac-Man, where they're trying to breathe new life into it or whatever.
Right, yeah. It's a Namco game, right? And I believe it's maybe by similar teams over there. It does have the DX branding, so.
Yeah, it's, I was never really big into it. I would play it in the arcade when I was a kid here and there, but I think what they did with it was pretty cool. It's twin stick shooting now, so you're using the right stick to shoot with. Except you can shoot in any direction you want, and you can move your guy around. But the main thing for me that stood out about it is it's super trippy visuals. I almost fucking, I don't know, went blind playing it. And I went back to go play another game after that. My vision was starting to blur because I think it was hypnotizing me or something. But yeah, it's cool. It's very basic. I don't think I would have paid for it, but it's free on PlayStation Plus, you know? So, it became free, Tuesday night? So, go get it. It's free.
Yeah, so.
Free is the wrong price. I want to pay for something.
You want to pay for something?
I want to pay.
What do you want to pay for? What type of game?
I would play for a Total War game.
Okay. So maybe Rome 2?
Rome 2 would be a fantastic game to pay for. But it'll probably be more. Did I pay for it? No.
I was waiting for that.
But I would have.
Yeah.
But I guess the most of what I have to say, because last week I was overwhelmingly positive, is that there are a lot of weird bugs in this game.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes, moths, beetles.
For instance, sometimes they make a big deal out of your ability to have combined naval and land battles, and then you can land troops from your ships on the shore. Well, I've had ships like get stuck on the shoreline and be unable to like land troops. But the game also doesn't consider them to be ships anymore, so I can't like send them back out to sea, so they just become useless.
That's a little strange.
Yeah. There's just some weird stuff goes on. It gets really hard at times to like control anything in a naval battle. To the point where I can outnumber my opponent like 3-1, and I still end up losing half of my ships every time. Because the AI controls their ships really well, but you have to control all your ships individually, which is impossible. So you'll send like a line of ships into another enemy line of ships, and you'll like tell them to ram. And your ship will ram the enemy ship and bump off, having done some damage, and then just stop and do nothing. Which, I mean, if you're only controlling one or two ships is fine, but if you're controlling like 12, it's impossible to control it all.
You can't pause or issue orders, can you?
Well, you can pause, but you'd be pausing like every time something happened. So your battles end up taking hours. And then, damn, this is the weirdest thing I have ever seen. Whenever you take a faction's last city, the remnant of their army, unlike previous games, it would just be like destroyed or become rebels or whatever, will start to attack random cities in your empire. They'll just like march off and like try to pick some random city like in the rear that doesn't have an army in it, so it's just a garrison that they're fighting, and they'll keep attacking it over and over and over again until they run out of men. And the game makes it really hard when you're just fighting with a garrison to destroy the enemy army. So you end up fighting like this same army like 7-8 times, and winning every time. But since you can't destroy them, they just retreat and then they come back later.
That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. Like the game itself, I mean, if you throw all that stuff aside, the battles are more fun than they've ever been. Like they're larger.
Don't buy it.
Sorry, go ahead. Jeff, what
don't
were you saying?
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it. No.
Buy it.
You should buy it because Creative Assembly has a history of having weird issues at launch and fixing them. They're really good about supporting their games. And the core of this game is fantastic. The battles are more fun than they've ever been. Even though I was just making fun of it, the combined land and naval sieges, fantastic. I love the developments they've done with the armies and the new research trees. And everything about the game is great, except for these really odd bugs. And by now, I mean, I was against the user interface for like the first couple hours, but I've gotten used to it now, and it's all right. So I'm over that part. They're probably not going to fix that part, so.
What about how long did it take you to conquer Italy?
Probably like 11 hours as Rome.
Okay, and you can play as multiple factions in this game, right?
Oh yeah, there are a ton of factions. You can also play if you have friends. You can like get into a multiplayer game. And
so about how long do you expect like this particular
this campaign?
Right.
Oh God.
Really?
Maybe 80 hours?
Shit. Really?
Yeah, I'm about 20 hours in.
Yeah, oh, okay.
20 hours in, and I'm just getting into Gaul now.
Okay.
So
I guess I don't really know the scope of the map. I guess that would be helpful.
Oh, the map is huge. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It's like, if you've ever seen a picture of, like, how they've tried to, like, develop the map, they've divided it into provinces. Uh-huh. Well, each province is subdivided into like 3 or 4 cities.
Hmm.
So the map itself is massive.
Damn.
All I have is the southern part of Gaul and Italy and like half of Sicily and Corsica. And it still takes like 20 seconds to like scroll from one side of my empire to the other. So, I mean, it's big. It's massive.
And this is one of three factions, right?
Three Roman factions. But they're all, if you play as Rome, you control all of Rome. So if you played the original Rome Total War, Rome was divided into like three parts, the Bruttii, the Scipii, and the Julii. In this one, they're all Rome. It's just that at some point there'll be a civil war and half of your empire will turn against you. Instead of like having that subdivision occur at the very beginning, like arbitrarily.
I see.
So it happens more naturally.
Right. It actually looks like a civil war.
Nice.
Sounds pretty cool.
And you can play as so many different factions in this game. I mean, other than Rome, I mean, Carthage, Britain, Egypt.
Oh, nice.
I was
under the impression you could just play as Rome.
Oh, no. Athens, okay. Macedon, Sparta, Epirus.
God, I really want to play EU4 now.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to.
No, there are a ton of factions in this game. You can play as, and some of them are like subdivided too. So, like Germany is like three different factions, and you can play as any of them.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a big game, and they announced like a week ago that the Seleucids aren't currently a playable faction, but they will be for free next month. So, get excited for that. It's another 80 hours of Seleucids right there.
Nice.
What, and how are you going to fit in that extra 80 hours with GTA coming out next week? And
yeah.
Like, it's going to be crazy.
I'm going to quit my job and just play video games all day.
Yeah.
I've thought about that at times.
Decision too.
It's like there are days when I just want to stay home and play games. No, I don't want to go to work. Of course, then I wouldn't be able to buy new games, but...
Oh, I'll get you games for free. It's all good.
Sperm bank.
Just keep going.
It's my plan when they fire me.
I will whack off and play video games.
And get paid.
Great.
My life goal. You also played a little more Madden, Tony.
Yes.
I have two. It get weird. This game is strange. Like, there are some really weird things going on in that game in regards to presentation. Like, I started to create a character connected franchise. And one, like, to save the game, it's buried under like 12 different menus.
What do you mean? You just hit the select button.
Yeah, I just hit the select button.
Right. But if you have multiple different connected franchises going on,
right,
the way that saves is as a date and time. And it looks exactly the same whether it's your player franchise, your coach franchise, or your owner franchise. So if you don't know exactly when the last time you played, which one it is, you have 27 different saves because it doesn't overwrite them.
Yeah, that is a problem.
So you need to, like, I'm currently running a player franchise and a franchise with my son where we're both playing different teams. And I went in to load it, and I had, like, 15 different save files. And I'm like, I don't know which one it is. So I had to, like, load it, and finally I was like, I got to find a way to actually save this. You have to go to, like, the end setting. When you in the franchise mode, you have to go all the way to the right tab, and then it's down in settings, and then it's all the way over on the right under the settings options. It's like buried under, and it's ridiculous. But presentation-wise, so I started a player franchise. Doesn't make any sense. It should be like a career mode or whatever. But as a quarterback, and I'm playing along, and there's some weird commentary. Like, it'll be the third quarter, and he's talking about us just making our first down when they show a stat saying I have 9 of them. Like, oh, that's a big weight off rookie quarterback shoulder when you get the first down. I'll like throw a screen pass and we'll get the first down, and they'll talk about how I was just trying to pad my stats. That only went for a few yards. It went for a few yards that was also a first down. Like, that's why I threw that play. Really weird. Then I noticed this last week, and it got worse over the last week. There's some crazy product placement in that game.
Yeah.
It's
everywhere.
Fucking everywhere. And now, like, the loading screens are advertising, like, NHL 14. It's gross. Like, it's really, really disgusting. Like, normally that stuff doesn't bother me, but it's everywhere. But, I mean, I'm still having fun with it, so there's that. It's just, there's some
it
really
is fun.
Things.
Yeah. But I think the commentary just, oh, my God. At one point, I needed to just turn it off.
It's better than it was last year.
Is it? I didn't play a whole lot last year on console. I played quite a bit on the Vita, but not much on the console.
I've shut it off in past iterations, but it just feels like something's missing when you're not playing with. Because you get this TV presentation and everything looks all nice, but there's nobody talking, and it's like it's really weird. I keep leaving it on, but it's not very good. The commentary, it's a little off. You've played more of it though? You're still enjoying it?
Oh yeah, no, I like it. I guess the biggest thing for me is that they fixed most of the ticks from the engine from last time around.
Okay.
So all the weird stuff that the post play, the players falling over each other and like the blockers just blocking out into midair and that kind of stuff, that stuff isn't happening.
Actually the run blocking seems pretty solid.
It's almost too good.
Yeah, there are huge holes to run through.
I feel like every run play there's huge holes. I guess the biggest place I see it is though is on the kick returns.
Yeah.
I find them insanely easy now. Like I'm breaking like a TD a game.
That's slightly bad. That shouldn't happen. And I don't know, like when first couple games I was playing with my created character, I was like, oh, it's not like when I was playing with Amarino and 90% completion rating. Like I was doing okay, like for a rookie quarterback, 55% is decent. But over the last few games, like it's shot up to like 78-79%. And the only times like I'm not getting completions is when the receivers are dropping the ball. So it's like, all right, it's starting to game the system again. I'm not so sure about that, but yeah, I enjoy it. So that's Madden. I played some other games. I know Jeff played one other one as well. Let's save that for a bit. I played two horror games recently, one that I finished, one that I am currently playing. Which one do you want to hear about first?
Outlast.
Okay, so let's see. Outlast is a scary game.
Is it? Is it really scary? Because I have my doubts.
Like you read my
I
review.
I did.
Yeah, I played it in like 30-minute intervals because it gets very nerve-wracking. You do a lot. You can't defend yourself, so anytime an enemy comes at you, you need to flee. They're not particularly dangerous. There's this one thing called the Brute, which if he hits you twice, you're pretty much fucked. But he's not very fast either. But if you're running in like a panic, you could end up making a turn down a hallway into basically with a dead end, and then you're kind of fucked. So playing this in that way, and they do a great job with sound design and just the setting. It's a very linear game. It pushes you forward a lot. Very few times was like, I don't have any idea what I'm supposed to do. There was one time in particular where I'm kind of just wandering around this female prison ward, and I missed something. I didn't click on something, so I didn't get the instructions on what I was supposed to be doing. So I was just kind of wandering around, and this crazy dude was chasing me, but it's legitimately really tense for about 90% of that game. And then the ending comes and kind of takes a shit, but that's kind of a par for the course for horror games. They don't, for horror anything, they don't end well most of the time. I mean, read any Stephen King book. I really liked it. Thought it was really well done. Took me about 4.5 hours, I guess. Some people are going to be like, oh, well, you know, it's $20. And they're going to be like, oh, that's too much for a $20 game. But, I mean, there are first-person shooters that take 6 hours, and you're paying $60 for them. And they don't always have a multiplayer, component to them. So,
is there any reason to go back and play it again?
Not really. I mean...
Okay, so it's a one-time experience thing.
Yeah, I mean,
that's bad. I'm just curious.
It's like going back and watching a horror movie. Like you probably still know the beats, but it could still be fun. I think. I haven't gone back to play it, but
after a year or so, I like to replay a game. It doesn't matter what it is, so.
What about, have you seen that game, not to change the subject, kind of, but that game Paranormal?
I have it on my Steam wish list. I haven't looked much into it, because I think it's still, early access, and I'm not a huge fan of early access games.
Yeah.
Because they're not done.
He's got the main scenario for the first one done. I think it's a one-man thing, but I think he's got the main first scenario done. He's just going to be adding more.
I don't know exactly how Paranormal works, but in Outlast, you can't defend yourself, so it's all kind of maneuvering away, hiding, whether it's under a bed, in a locker, behind a desk. Those moments are really tense. There was one time when this brute was chasing me. I ran down a hallway, opened a door, and slid behind this desk, and I actually crawled, you've all seen a normal desk, crawled into that slot where the chair would be, where somebody's feet would be, and the brute kind of walks in, and you can see out through this little slit, and he's sniffing around, and he kind of knows you're in the room, but he doesn't know where, and so he's just standing there, and it's do I make a break for it? Do I wait him out? They do a really good job of handling that stuff. And then it's weird stuff, there's this one point, minor spoiler here, but you wake up in the insane, you're locked in this padded wall, padded cell, and you're making your way out of there, and you come across these two dudes who talking in rather intellectually about how they're going to dissect your body and eat your body parts. And, they're just on the other side of this, prison bar. I don't want to run into these motherfuckers. They're highly disturbing. And then you walk around a corner, and I'm pretty sure I saw a dude fucking a corpse. And then he got really angry at me because I saw it.
Nice.
So, really, weird, disturbing stuff going on there. If you're not a fan of gore or that type of horror, you probably don't want to play this because it is... there might be more body parts than there ever were, patients in this. It's there's blood and bones and, severed heads and arms and, everywhere. It actually gets to a point where it's slightly excessive, but while you're playing the game, they do a great job of just establishing tension. And I don't know where I'm going. I'm just running away from this dude who's chasing me with scissors. He says he's going to kill me, and I'm trying to find a way out so that there is a story. The story is dumb, but it doesn't matter because the moment to moment. tension is really, really good. So I really like it. Might play it again when it comes out on PS4 because it's supposedly coming there. So we'll see. We'll see if it holds up for a second playthrough. But,
should I buy a PS4 to play it?
To buy a PS4 to play it? No.
I mean, why can't it be on PS3? What the fuck, dude?
It's a pretty good looking game. Like, it looks better than anything I've played, like, on regular. Like, it's just higher resolution and it runs really, really well. The other thing is, Tony hates these types of games. It's first person platforming.
No.
In a lot of, like,
done.
It plays like Mirror's Edge in a lot of regards.
Man, you just lost my interest too.
So good. Like, well, I mean, like it's not like you're running around bouncing, but I mean, like the escape tactics are like you're jumping over desks. There are times when you have to like jump up to another ledge. Like most first person games have some sort of platforming in them. But what a lot of people hate about it is it just looks so damn awkward. This does a really good job of putting you in the body. There's a sense of weight to you. You can see your arms and legs. Like when you jump, you'll naturally, like you're holding a camera a lot of times because it has night vision on it. When you jump up to a ledge, like you'll kind of toss the camera to the side and you'll see yourself pull yourself up with your arms and it's just really well done in that regard. It's not a ton of like crazy platforming, but what's there is really well put together. So
I'm just gonna throw this out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I saw Tony like write a piece about like first person platforming should not be around, blah blah blah. I still think Metroid Prime did it great way back in the day. At this point, like what, 10 years ago? Why do you giggle?
This was about three things that were awful about current gen gaming.
Yeah, but that was first person platforming.
A decade ago.
Yeah, but that was first person platforming, and I thought it worked extremely well in Metroid Prime. It's not like it's not doable.
But I mean, refresh my memory because I haven't played Metroid Prime in a while. But how did the platforming in that work? Like, didn't you turn into a ball?
No, there was straight up, like, there was a lot of jumping around in first person, like, a lot of it, and it just worked. Like, it wasn't so much that you could see your body, it would just, you would jump and press forward, and it would work how you wanted it to work. Like, I don't know. That's my two cents.
Okay. I think it works really well in this game, and it's not overly reliant on it. It feels natural, though, like you're running away from something. There is something to climb here. You want to climb that. Like, you're trying to get away. You will do whatever you can to escape. Like, it's not on a straight rail. There is verticality to it, which is natural. Like, you are in a fucked up environment. there are things on the ground. You want to get away from them. You are going to climb shit. So I think it works pretty well. And I really, like, after the issues, the launch issues, which were pretty rough, where the game would not run for a lot of people, including me, Red Barrels did a good job, and within 24 hours, they were able to get a patch up, and everybody was, at that point, working. But once it started going, like, I was pretty much into it all the way through. I beat it in, like, maybe 3 play sessions. Like I would stop after like a half hour, move away, but do something else. But like in that like 3, you know, you jumble together like 4.5 hours in there, and that's pretty much how I played it. Like it's really good in that respect. Amnesia Machine for Pigs, I'm not as sure about. That's the other horror game I've been playing. I don't know. I don't know about that game yet. I can tell you this. It does not look as good as Outlast. Story-wise, I still don't really know what's going on. You're looking for your kids in this house, and there are pig's heads, and you're finding notes, which is very much like Amnesia, the original, but it doesn't have the tension that the original Amnesia had for me right now.
You think maybe it's because you just got done playing a horror game?
Maybe.
One that possibly did it a little better, so it's kind of hard to jump back.
Right, but I actually had gone, and after I played Outlast, I played a little bit of the intro of Amnesia again. I actually played that for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And like, it does a great job of building tension and making you feel scared. They've taken stuff out of Amnesia. One of the big things for Amnesia was insanity, where if you were in the dark for too long, things would start happening on the screen, where your perception, your in-world perception, wouldn't be able to tell what was going on. So you wouldn't actually know if a monster was approaching you or not, because you were seeing monsters that weren't there, because you were in the dark. So you had to constantly keep a lantern lit or candles, and you were finding tinder boxes everywhere. This doesn't have that. There's no insanity effect at all. They've completely taken that out. So shut all the lights off if you want. Like, it doesn't matter at this point. The lantern doesn't seem to require you to get oil for it, so there's no fear of light going out. Which, you know, that's something Outlast did really well with the night vision, with the batteries. You felt you needed to conserve them. In Amnesia, it was something that they did really well. You didn't want to use all your tinder boxes. You didn't want to use all your oil because you needed to conserve them. It's something that survival horror games do really well. The original Resident Evil, you didn't want to use all your bullets because who knew what was around the next corner. So you had to kind of conserve your ammo or conserve, like, in these Amnesia, you don't fight anything, but you want to conserve your resources. You want to survive. There doesn't seem to be that survival aspect to this, and I'm wondering if it's not so much that I just played a horror game, or if it's this is produced by Fractional Games or Frictional Games, who did the original Amnesia, but it's developed by the Chinese Room, who last week I talked about Dear Esther.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that did Dear Esther. Which was very much a kind of a straightforward first-person narrative-based story experience. And I'm wondering if maybe they tried to meld what they did with Dear Esther with what Frictional did with Amnesia, and maybe it's not clicking with me quite as well. I haven't finished it yet, so need to continue playing, but I'm not as hooked on that as I was with Outlast. We'll see.
That kind of sucks, because it seemed like people were making a pretty big deal about that game.
I mean, Amnesia the original is one of the best horror games I've played in like probably the last 5 years or so. So the sequel, obviously, a lot of hype around it. We'll see. I mean, I don't want to completely pass judgment on it right now, but it's not grabbing me the way I had expected. So let's talk platformers. Jeff, you played one, right? Jeff?
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh!
Yeah, you played Bitrip Runner, too, right?
Yes. I was playing a lot of it.
Tell me about that game.
It's a constant runner, I guess. That's what they're called, right?
Right, like you don't control the character left or right. You just control him jumping, right?
Dude will always be moving forward,
right?
But it's like, it's a lot better than, I don't know, like Temple Run. Like, that's the only other game that I've played in that genre.
Okay.
It's side-scrolling, it's 2D platforming, essentially. And kind of a rhythm game, too, like a music game, because like the platforming will kind of play along with the music that you're doing in the background.
Okay.
But I don't know. There's a lot to this, though. Like, it constantly is adding different moves and stuff as you go along. So, like, it'll be like, press down to slide, press up to jump off of jump pads. You know, press forward and you'll bring up a shield. So once all those things get added together, it gets quite challenging. Like, it's a game that demands perfection. You do one little misstep, you're going to get set back either to the beginning of the level or the mid-level checkpoint. But despite that, like, I never have gotten really frustrated with it yet. Like, I'll fuck up a lot and have to redo sections of the level or the whole level, but it's really fun. I got it for free on PlayStation Plus, you know. So.
Okay.
I've been playing a lot of it since, 2 days ago. I think I'm almost done with the game, but it's pulling me back. It keeps pulling me back in where, like, when I have nothing to do and my buddy's not around to play Diablo, that's what I've been playing.
That's what you've been jumping into.
Yeah. And, I don't know, like, I got it for free, but honestly, I would have probably paid $10 for it at least.
Is
one
of you riding a horse?
No.
What do you mean? I thought it was you, Tony.
I do hear that, though.
That's not me.
Uh-huh.
But my cat is in my lap, and he's fucking goofing off at the fucking microphone, so.
It's all right. Now we know what it is, so.
Okay.
I thought I was asleep, like, immediately as I started talking about it.
Yeah, bit trip.
Right.
Fuck this shit.
I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know what else to say about it. That's pretty much what it is. It's just, like, a 2D platformer that kind of requires perfection on your part, but it never gets, in my opinion, it never gets really frustrating. Like, I think I will get through the game.
Cool.
Like, when you beat a level where you're like, man, I'm awesome, you know?
All right, I'm throwing him off my lap there. You guys happy now? Poor cat.
That sounds pretty cool. Maybe I will try
it. You never played it?
I have not played it yet, no.
You'd like it. You definitely would like it.
I like Rayman Legends.
Oh, I want that.
I don't like it as much as I did last week, but I still like it.
Oh. Why not?
It's
hard.
There are, yes, it gets very difficult.
The first one got hard as fuck, man.
Yeah, and it's really unforgiving, and it's just, you kind of feel like you're banging your head against the wall at certain points, especially in some of the end levels where you're fighting the bosses. Like, it requires complete perfection all the way through to do it, and sometimes, like, they just give you too much free rein. It's not like you're running along and platforming. Like, there's this one boss, I think it's in the second level, it's the boss thing in the second, you're fighting this giant beast that is wearing this, like, Iron Man type armor that shoots missiles out at you, and you are flying, like, using your little propeller thing, and you're shooting fists out of your, like, you have gotten this power that can shoot fists out, kind of like missiles as well. So you're trying to avoid his heat-seeking missiles and take down his armor, and he is about a good half the size of the screen, and after you take part of him down, he flies off the screen, and he comes back on the other side, he does the same thing, and you do it again, he flies off the screen, and then he starts just going randomly up and down the levels, and it's not in a set pattern, so it's not like, alright, I know if I stay in this corner, I'll be alright, he can't get me. If you go to, like, a corner, he kind of will gravitate towards you. So it's not even random, it's just like he's kind of moving towards you. And if he touches you, you're dead. So it's, like, this just got really frustrating, like, where I'm like, I wanted to throw the Wii U gamepad across the room at one point.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, that would have been really bad.
Can't buy another.
And so last week, kind of mentioned some of the, there's this character Murphy, okay? And there's a big difference between how Murphy plays on the Wii U and how he plays on the Xbox 360 and I would assume PC and PS3 and anything that does not have a touch-based device. Because when Murphy comes on the screen on the Wii U, the game becomes a touch game. You aren't controlling the character that is platforming. You are opening levers. You are cutting ropes. You are moving platforms from left to right or up and down. And it takes control out of your hands in a way that I would prefer to be able to be in complete control of Rayman and move through the level myself, which you can do on, like, the 360. Murphy comes out, and you activate his what he is supposed to do by pressing the B button, the red button. But on the Wii U, like, when Murphy comes out, Rayman goes off the screen, this other character comes on, and you are swiping up on the screen or cutting the screen or moving a platform from left to right once he jumps on it. And you have to hope that while you're doing this, he is collecting the lums, which are basically the kind of the currency in the game, and the TNTs, which you need to unlock other levels. So
yeah, it's something I don't like about platformers when they do that.
Yeah, like the AI of this other character isn't particularly great either, so you kind of have to manipulate the platforms and stuff to force him to go after that. And even then, sometimes he just falls to his death, and it's like it got really annoying playing with that aspect of it. And I'm sure that if you're playing with other people, that aspect could be fun. Like, it actually could be really troll-worthy. where if you have multiple people that are trying to make their way through a level, you could, like, be fucking with one person while letting another person through. But because you are in complete control of the touch-based stuff and you're not playing with anybody else, the AI has to traverse the level on its own. And it's just not as fun as one would want. So that's a slight bit of a letdown, but it's still a lot of fun, still really good. It's just there are aspects of it that knocking it down just a bit for me. I still think some of the level design is really, really ingenious, and I don't know if it comes up to the best levels in New Super Mario Bros. U. It comes close.
I heard it's so varied, though, that, like, that kind of makes up for it. Like, you're always kind of doing
there's something different all the time. So, like, some levels will be, like, a flat surface, and you're just doing jumps. And then there's other ones where you're using your hover ability, or you're kind of punching your way through and running and punching, or you're trying to avoid, like, a fire coming at you. Or, like, spiky plants that are chasing you. You're using platforms. Like, the enemies will parachute down sometimes, so you'll be jumping on top of their parachutes, using them as platforms, while you're trying to take them out as well, because they all carry lums, so you want the lums to get cups. Cups upgrade your awesomeness, and your awesomeness unlocks special challenges. So right now I've unlocked the daily and the weekly challenge, which are a lot of those fantastic, and they change daily, where you're going in, you're going up against other people's times, trying to, win a cup or whatever, and those are really cool. And if you have friends, like on Xbox Live, I have multiple people that are playing it on the 360, so they show up. On, like, you're playing against their times on those challenge courses, and that's something that's really kind of fun, and it's not in a lot of platformers. Like, hey, I beat this level in 37 seconds. It's like, what's the real point of it? Like, who cares? Like, but in this, they give you a reason to care, because you're competing for something else that will help you unlock other things in the game, and you kind of get those bragging rights as well. It's like, haha, I beat you, sucker.
You know, that's something I should mention about Bitship Runner, is, like, right as you start each level, it shows you, it's not a friends leaderboard, it shows you, like, a worldwide leaderboard, like, who's the best at it, and you're trying to get not the best time on the level, but because the time is determined beforehand, kind of, but you're trying to get the best score, and the score is determined by getting all the trinkets along the way, like, just not missing anything, you know?
Right.
Like, being perfect at the level, which is cool. Cool, but I don't think I've ever topped anybody. There's like one guy on PS3 who has the top score on every level in that game.
He just has too much time on his hands.
His name is Brafix. B-R-A-F-I-X. Go at him.
Then there's so much to unlock in this game too. Like, as I mentioned last week, like the entirety of Rayman Origins is in there with remix levels. I was wrong in how those unlock. You can unlock them pretty much immediately after you go through the first level. If you get 450 lums in a level, you unlock a scratch-off ticket, so basically like a instant win lottery ticket. And you always win something on these. And what you can win is a teensy, extra lums, a creature which on a daily basis provides you with more lums, or a painting in Rayman Origins. And if you win a painting in Rayman Origins, that opens up that level in there. So you need to get these scratch-off tickets to unlock the levels in Rayman Origins. And you get these scratch-off tickets in just about every level, because 450 lums is pretty doable for the most part.
But I heard that they're all like remixed or whatever, like they're exactly the same as it was.
It's not the original. They are. They're remixed levels. It's not the exact original game, but it is those levels. It is that setting. It is. They've just added things that make it work with Rayman Legends.
Okay.
Because in Rayman Origins, like, you didn't have certain powers when you went into that first area. Like, you would learn your powers as you went through that game. And in this, you have everything from the get-go. So they would almost have to remix it, because otherwise, like, Rayman is just too powerful from the get, like, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
He has no body. He has a body. He has no arms or legs. Like, he just has, like, disembodied hands that float and feet that float. Like, but... Yeah, you would be able to, like, fly through an entire level where you shouldn't be able to fly at all because you didn't have those powers in the original.
I am excited to play this game eventually.
You should.
Despite the things you said that are negative. Like,
yeah, they're not bad. It's not, like... It's nothing bad about it. It's just some of it's frustrating, and... I mean, I guess you could take that as a bad thing, but... It's just harder than most games. A little bit annoying.
So was Origins got pretty damn hard near the end. So
yeah, this ramps it up a little bit earlier. So the last game I played was the Puppeteer. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a 2D. not 2D. It's hard to explain. So you play as a puppet in a puppet show. And there's a narrative going on, and you're jumping around and shit. And when I started playing it last night, I must have been really tired because I passed the fuck out immediately.
It's terrible.
Like I didn't even get through the tutorial section, evidently, because it never saved. Because when I turned it on today, it said new game and not continue. So I restarted it again today. I like it a little bit better than I did last night when I passed out. The art style in that game is fantastic. Unlike Rayman Legends, though, this game is not hard at all. It's so easy. Like, it's kind of a cakewalk. So at the beginning of the game, you are a puppet. Your head gets ripped off by this evil king guy. You need a head for some reason. I'm not entirely sure why.
So it's a game about getting head.
Yes, it's a game about getting head. Nice. Lots of head, because there are multiple different heads that you will put on your body. And there's a princess to save, so maybe at the end, you know, you get a happy ending. I don't know. We'll see. But it's just really, really charming, and the way this story is progressed, like each level is like a scene in the puppet show. So I just finished Act 1. There's three scenes. You play through the level. It's very simple platforming. You're jumping over barrels or one of the cool things is you have these scissors, and you can cut through things. So if you can get a piece of fabric, you can go higher on them. Like, you just keep cutting. I don't understand how that works. Like, logically, like, or, you know, the way gravity works, you can't just keep cutting something and go upwards. But that's how it works in this game. You know, magic and shit. So, you know, some of the platforming gets really interesting, even if it's not hard. It's visually appealing to watch. I'm going to keep playing it. Review up next week at some point.
I've heard a lot of good people saying like they really like it on Twitter.
Yeah, it's not a... It's a charming game.
Yeah, not the... most of them seem to be... and this is going to sound terrible, but most of them seem to be females. You know, I've heard quite a few people, quite a few women I follow on Twitter just, like, gushing over the game. So, not that that's a bad thing, but...
No, and I mean, maybe it just kind of...
Maybe it just appeals more to
right, like, I mean, the
cutie side of things, you know?
The art, like, the cover for the game is very cutie. It's not like, this is going to sound like probably like we're putting people in buckets, but most people aren't going to go into the store and go, oh, let's like say Diablo is sitting there and the puppeteer looks like a kid's game. Like from the cover of that game, it looks like a kid's game. Whereas
right.
like, all right, Diablo looks like a more mature title. That's not to say either one or the other is mature or not, but just the general impression, judging a book by its cover, the puppeteer comes off as a children's game. And playing it, it's not very hard. It's filled with, like, magical charm, but, I mean, I could see a kid playing this, like, as my first platformer or whatever. It's not a bad game to start with. And I could see somebody liking it. Yes, well, I would definitely recommend starting with Mario, but, you know, if you were a Sony fanboy and refused to play Nintendo devices, like...
Wait, whoa, wait a second.
Mario turned me into the man I am today, so...
No, I'm not pointing...
No, don't play Mario! No!
I was like, wait a second.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you... Like, there are a lot of people that won't play Nintendo products, like, I don't know why, but they won't. Yes, I agree.
I hate Nintendo, remember?
Right, well, we know that, but...
Okay.
Dumb.
Trying not to make it sound, you know, like that you hate Nintendo, so...
Oh, yeah, well, cat's out of the bag. It's all good.
So, I think that's it for all the games we got, though. Next
a lot.
Next week, GTA.
Yeah.
That's all... I think we're all going to be playing that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don, you getting it?
I am, but not on 360, so.
Neither is Jeff.
I'm getting on PS3. I will join.
Yes! In 1 month.
In 1 month, right.
But then I'll send it back. I'm actually game flying it. Not that I want to do it with that game, but.
Dude,
I'm broke.
Jeff, so.
I understand you're broke, but you fucking go to the sperm bank.
You go to the sperm bank. Jeff, one of your, I mean, your big thing was you said that GTA 5 was optimized for PS3, which
is
fine,
yeah.
Whatever. But your other complaint was that the discs.
Yeah.
Right. There's no disc swapping in GTA 5.
No, that's true, because you have to do an install. Yes. I read about that.
And yes, they're doing what Forza 4 did on 360, where it's like.
Well, Halo did that.
Right. Halo's multiplayer also did that, where it's like you had to kind of throw that disc in and it would install it on there. So, yeah, there's no disc swapping for this this one. Unlike there have been disc swapping games, Mass Effect, and was Red Dead a disc swap? I don't think it was, right? It was one disc.
No, it was one disc, yeah.
Yeah.
So but, I don't know. I just figure, well, L.A. Noire was three discs on 360.
Ah, yes.
I don't know, I just...
There was a lot of... That had that weird facial shit going on. And...
I just figure it's optimized for PS3. Like, I prefer to buy stuff on PS3 at this point because the discs don't scratch, stuff like that. Like, it's just
fair. I was just saying if that is a concern that people are having, it's really a non-issue. Like, there's no disc swapping for this game.
Yeah, and I think ultimately the game's gonna be very good on both systems.
Right.
Everything will be fine. Right now, this whole year, I've basically been on PS3. Like, if you look on Xbox Live, I haven't signed in probably months. So. And I finally just set up PS3 after, like, 2 months. So.
Do we have any news? I have one piece.
I have something I like.
For the past week, so I don't have any news.
All right. Let's do my news.
Okay.
So, y'all know what Siri is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And what Google Now is, do you know what that is? It's basically Google's version of Siri. Microsoft, for their Windows Phone 8.1 platform, looks like it is going to use Cortana from Halo as the... the voice command, or at least call it that, the voice command for their new Windows platform for phones, which I think is pretty funny.
It is really funny, actually.
They've just gone all out. Like we're just gonna make Halo. We're gonna throw it into everything at this point. so yeah, there's that.
That's kind of cool. Like if you're a fan of the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not buying a Windows phone so I can talk to Cortana.
Oh, okay.
I do think it's kind of funny. That's it, unless... Yeah, I mean, Retron 5 pre-order's open.
Yeah, I saw that. I was watching your conversation on Twitter, like, an hour ago. So I went and checked it out.
That's kind of cool. It's a pretty cool device. Plays Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis, Game Boy, and something else.
Wait, what about that thing? You bought it?
No, but pre-orders for it just opened.
I want it. It's like a toaster, right? With like every...
Yeah, it's basically a toaster that can play...
like any cartridge, basically.
Original Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis... Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance.
God, dude.
And it's all output via HDMI. Comes with a controller.
Which is awesome, because with your Roxio thing, you could record shit.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The $100 price tag is a little bit much for me, but might throw it out there, like, to my wife or something. I'd like this for Christmas.
Especially with new consoles coming this year.
Right, yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't for those two things, man. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, like that. Yes.
The only thing is, like, I wish I had a video game store by me that had all that shit. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go to eBay to get it all.
You don't have, like, an independent retro store or anything by you?
There was one in Chicago, like near me, but not out here. All right,
you moved. You moved out of the big city, so
yeah.
We actually had two that are nice. So there's one right by my house called Game Zombie. I've never actually been in it, but I've seen via Facebook and everything, that they're always getting new stuff in. So I might, if I can get a hold of one of these devices, might start going and buying some of that old stuff. And then we could stream that stuff on the site.
Yeah, we could. We don't stream anything at the moment. I don't know why we don't, because we're playing all these games. I forget.
Right. I mean, it's unfortunately the process of actually streaming something is cumbersome.
Yeah. And my stream never comes out too great, so.
So that's it for news. Jeff, you got any questions?
Do I? Yeah, I have a bunch. I'm going to start with, like, the ones that rolled in last. I'm going to do it in reverse order, put it that way. Who's the best twerker? Who could twerk their way across the country? This comes from Gigawatt.
I heard Jeff twerked before, so I'm going to go with Jeff.
Nice.
I twerked in a pool bar a couple weeks ago, and I was told that. Yeah. I was at a pool bar in the Dominican Republic, and they're like, let's see you twerk. I was like, all right, I'll twerk. I like got off the stool, and I started twerking, and they liked it. They liked it a lot.
I think they pretended to like it.
No, like one person was like, oh, my God. Like, they were, like, surprised by my twerking abilities. Now, granted, I had...
I don't think they were surprised so much as they were dumbfounded. They were made stupid by your twerking.
Jesus.
I think the water was acting as a flotation device for my butt, so like when I was doing it, it was like, that's pretty, you know?
Were you creating waves with your twerking?
I was. And then I made some bubbles. No, I didn't do that.
So you got your Miley on in the pool in the Dominican Republic. Good. Good to know.
It was magical. I wish you guys could have seen it. There should have been a video.
There should have been a video. I kind of like the way things happened, actually.
Yeah, where we didn't actually have to see it.
You would have loved it. You would have favorited that shit. Made it a bookmark.
All right. So Jeff is going to twerk in Boston.
Nice.
At PAX East. Yep. That's next time Jeff shows up there, the twerking shall commence.
I might be able to do it next year. We'll see. We'll see how if I sell the job. We'll see.
That's always a concern, so.
It's a big thing. Movie Guru. We all love Movie Guru. He asked, what are you too sexy for?
His beard. That thing is massive. It's fucking crazy. I love that beard. It is scary.
Does he still have that beard?
He grew a new one. He shaved it. He had not. You gotta go through his, he tweeted me last night a picture of that beard.
Of his new beard or an old beard?
It's of his new beard. It was actually 2 days ago. It is.
He must terrify people.
Yeah, it is. And he's a male man. Like,
oh no.
So yeah, I was like, oh my God, like I see this dude coming down, like, holding my mail. No, just keep it. Yeah, it's such a great beard.
Leave it on the steps.
I'm not signing for that package.
I love Josh's beard. It's fantastic.
I don't know. Anyone else have anything that they're too sexy for?
No. No.
I'm pretty much too sexy for everything everywhere.
Definitely too sexy for Colorado.
That's true. I need to leave this place soon. Kicking me out because I have excessive sexy.
Yes. Sending you back home.
Where you fit in.
With all the sexiness of Washington, D.C.
The M Street.
We got anything else?
Oh, we got a couple. Justin, a.k.a. Justin, asks, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Not the Patriots.
No.
Oh.
Did they lose?
No, they won 13-10.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
That was the end score?
Wow.
That was the score, like, halftime.
The funny part is that the Patriots scored 10 points in the first 4 minutes of the game.
That was a boring ass game. I'm glad I stopped watching it. I said the Bears.
Ideally, I would like my Eagles to win, but I don't see it happening. So
I don't know, dude. They're pretty fucking hardcore the other night. Holy shit!
They were the first half.
The first quarter they did like a billion fucking plays. They're just like, we're just gonna pump them out.
Oh yeah, that first half was fucking awesome. And then afterwards, typical Eagles, but whatever.
I can't have them winning anything here.
Oh man, it's gonna be great if they do then.
No.
Because then you'll be like, no.
They could be really good, dude. Like, I could see them. They could be a playoff team for sure. Super Bowl, I don't know.
Yeah.
No team has stood out to me yet where, like, I'm like, they're going to the Super Bowl.
I haven't started
playing. Well, it's week one. It's a little hard. If I had to pick right now, maybe Denver. They were pretty impressive last week.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, if you want to be Denver, to be boring, you go like Denver and San Francisco.
Right. Like, teams that you knew were going to be good anyway.
Right.
Probably going to be good at the end of the year.
I like the Niners a lot. I can see them going again, but who knows. Definitely not my Redskins, though.
I'm okay with that.
You adopted the Redskins? Dear God, why?
I did. I did last year because RG3.
Oh, he did so bad.
Things happened. Yeah.
He was entertaining to watch last year.
And you know what? It's second half of the game they just played, like, he came alive a little bit. Like, he showed some mobility. He was moving around. But yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that one.
No. I got three really, I think, fun questions from Matt.
Okay.
Mr. Too Fresh. Have you ever served jury duty or at least been called to one?
Ah, damn it, no.
Really? And why are you sad about this?
Damn it.
No, I don't know, actually.
You get paid like $17 for the day, just so you know.
I really just kind of wanted an epic story there, but I don't have one. So.
I have a bit of one. I went to jury duty downtown Chicago. I forgot exactly what year it was, but it was the day of Michael Jackson's funeral. And when we had lunch break, I went outside, and, like, on a giant, like, jumbo screen on the side of a building, they had the funeral playing. And this fucking Asian dude is, like, standing on this sidewalk. This is, like, right in downtown, right in front of Daily Plaza, where the Blues Brothers, where the movie ends, where they drive into the building. That's Daily Plaza. I'm standing out there, and this Asian dude just starts dancing, doing Michael Jackson moves. And I'm like, holy shit. Everyone's watching him as like the funeral's going on. And he gets done. He like puts his hat back on, and everyone starts clapping. It was fucking great. That's my jury duty story. I didn't actually, I called to it, but like I just sat there all day waiting to see if anything would happen, and they didn't actually call me.
I've gotten called to go to jury duty before, but we call in to see, and like when I called in they said they didn't need me, so
lucky bass.
That was the only time they
aren't you guys older than me? How have you not gone through this bullshit yet?
We have a lot of people here. I don't know.
It's just luck.
Yeah.
Tony,
I've never gotten notice, I've never gotten anything.
Oh my god, you're so lucky. It sucks, because, like, you sit there all day, and, like, they cut you a $17 check. Like, here's $17.80. Oh, thanks.
Thanks for spending your day with us.
That, like, makes up for the day of work.
$17.80?
Yeah. That's
for a day.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
So, you don't want
to... That's, like, barely an hour for me.
Think about those poor bastards who, like, got stuck on, like, real trials, like Zimmerman trial. It's, like, weeks.
Oh, man.
Like, you get to do the interviews after, I guess. Right?
Sure.
Sure. I become a pariah. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they usually do it anonymously, where it's like a, you know, they like black out their face and shit. He also asks, how did you get your current job? What led you to apply for it?
Who wants to go first?
My current job, I actually went through an agency. They placed me there, and I haven't left. Well, they tried to get rid of me, but then they brought me back. So
yeah, I remember that.
I have this
You're all worried.
Bad story, yeah. Except they didn't try to get rid of me. Maybe they're saving that for later.
And you were just like applying through the agency, or like how did that work?
You just
like was it something specifically applied for?
Oh, let's go here.
Right. Yeah. Like I went to the agency to have them basically find me a job, and they sent me actually. So my current job, I went in to I had two interviews on the same day. I went into the one interview. They kind of showed me around. It was really weird because I had no interest in working in medical profession at all. They were showing me this lab and they're showing me all this work they're doing. I'm like, dude, I'm like applying to do like financial shit in your office. Like, I don't give a crap about what lab work you're doing. But so I left that interview and went to my second interview, and I got there, and my soon-to-be boss at that point, she interviewed me. She kind of took me on like a short tour, told me what the company did and all that, and then sat me down at a desk and had me start working right there. I wasn't expecting to start right now. She's like, oh, okay. So like I left and called my in, and they were like, oh yeah, they want to hire you. Okay.
I kind of gathered that.
I got that when they sat me down and wanted me to start doing stuff with them there, training me on how to do stuff. It was really weird, but yeah.
And you're still there.
Yeah, well, they laid me off what, 2 years ago, I guess. Right around.
Is it really that long ago? Yeah. I remember you going through that where you're like, dude, I don't know what's going on. Like, yeah. And then like a week later, you're like, I got hired back. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was out of work for like 3.5 months or whatever. And,
yeah.
But the funny thing is they were paying me that entire time because I had been there so long. my severance check, so I was getting that in unemployment, so I was actually making more money to stay home than I was to work. And then they hired me back.
Dream.
They hired me back to do a job that has less work. So all right, so now I just kind of manage the team that is they sent to Prague. Like I manage the people that would have do my old job. I oversee them and run reports and shit.
Who's running the mess over there though?
Over in Prague? I have no fucking idea. I'm actually
you're not running it over there? You're not in charge of distribution?
No. I make sure it's blue though. I have
what the fuck are we talking about now?
Czech Republic.
Oh.
Meth.
Nice.
They like the blue mess. Don, what about you, man?
I lived up in Oklahoma, and then I had a friend down here in Texas. My wife wanted to move down here in Texas for like 5 or 6 years, and I kept telling her no. And she started looking at jobs down here that paid like $60,000 a year. I was like, okay, it's looking a little better. But I ended up getting a job down here, so I make quite a bit more money now than I was in Oklahoma. So I do I work at an RV dealership service center. So, which is completely new to me. So I worked in a manufacturing plant before this. So now I write service tickets.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a lot of work, but it's fun. Fun people to work with.
But your wife's happy now.
Yeah, yeah, and she's home with kids, and yeah, it's good stuff. So,
as long as the women are happy, that's all.
That is all that matters. Correct.
That's the main thing. Well, my job, I got. All right, let me look at this question again. How did I get my current job? I went on USPS.com, and you fill out a long application, and you could apply to any job. What led me to that is I was getting sick of the job I was at. A lot of bullshit at GameStop. It's retail, you know, where you're like trying to sell shit, you're shoving shit down people's throats.
Yeah. There's a lot of bullshit in retail.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. And then to be on top of that, I had been where I was at too long to not get promoted. And the district manager is an asshole. I'll go on record. I don't give a fuck. Who knows? I hate that motherfucker. That guy was abusive. He's lucky I didn't fucking, like, you know, like, fucking file
drop that bitch, Jeff.
It was... I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Nice.
The first time I met that guy... I'll give a fuck. I'll go on record. First time I met that guy, I told him that you know, my boss was very messy, and she didn't clean up the back room and this and that, and I have no problem cleaning stuff, but I feel like a maid if I'm cleaning up after people. And he said to me, this is the first time I met the guy, he said to me, he's like, oh, you're going to be my maid. That's what he said to me.
Fucking nice.
Guy making $60,000+ a year, probably 70+, and he said, I'm going to be his maid. And I had to deal with that guy for probably 2.5 years, and I was like, you know what? He's never going to promote me. I don't want to deal with him. So that's what led me to it. I don't give a fuck who knows that.
Okay.
So now I'm a mailman. Well, it's a little different.
Just a little.
And by a little, I mean a lot.
Being a mailman is different?
Yeah. We'll see how long that lasts, because I've already gotten fired or threatened with being fired. So we'll see what happens.
Back to GameStop with you?
Yeah, probably. In 3 months, I'm going to be working fucking holidays, retail at GameStop, part-timer, making minimum wage. That's what's going to happen. It's going to suck. But anyways.
We're pulling for you, here. Joe.
Yeah.
You got it, man. You'll survive based on your good looks alone, so you'll be fine.
By the way, his name is... District 151. I could give you his phone number if you want. I just have it.
No,
oh, not yes.
Do that.
Oh, my God.
977 Main Street.
Region 7, District 151.
That'd be amazing. All these people just start fucking calling him randomly. Oh, God.
Probably cheats on his wife.
Oh, shit.
Don't give a fuck. Because fuck that. All right. Last question. All-time favorite horror movie franchise.
Ooh. Halloween.
What?
Halloween. The first two right? Halloween movies? Yeah.
Really?
Fucking love Halloween, dude.
I love you, Don. I love you.
Yeah.
That's thank my you. Answer.
I love you, too. Yep. The first two Halloween movies.
The first two.
Yep.
Pretty much where I'm at, too, so.
I'm a real big fan of the Paranormal Activity series, though, too, but nothing compares to Halloween 1 and 2.
Dude, man, I love you. You throw in Paranormal Activity.
Sorry, right? I know.
But, like, the first two Halloween movies are everything that a slasher movie should be.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing more, nothing less.
And that music.
That incredible mask. And the mask and the music.
Yeah. So good.
That's my favorite. A strong, close second for me, though, is Friday the 13th, just because it's fun. Like,
which one, though? Oh, 3 through 4 is pretty good, yeah. I hate the first one. I fucking hate the first one.
I like the first one.
Yeah, I know. You're one of those that likes it. To me, like, especially part 4... Like, part 4 has, like, everything you want from that series.
4 was really good.
Just, like, good gags, fucking, like, all-star cast, actually, when you think about it.
That was the one with the little boy, right?
Yeah, Corey Feldman.
Yep.
Had the dude from Back to the character, the weird dude, what's his name?
Biff?
No, the dad from Back to the Future. Well, he was like the dad, the younger version of the dad. Oh no, he plays both. What the fuck is that weird dude, man?
I'm drawing a blank, Jeff, sorry.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Sure. No, not at all.
I remember the dad from Back to the Future, but I don't remember him from that movie.
He's in it, and like they ask the computer, to like, what's the problem with you? He's like, you're a dead fuck.
I don't remember that either.
Dude, the dead fuck bit is like one of the best things in the whole franchise. But, yeah. But, yeah, to me, Halloween 1, 2, and Halloween 3 I love, Halloween 4.
I like Joker 2.
You know, like, those are just, like, the Halloween franchise, I think, has the best, I don't know, like, it's the best of the slasher films, and it's kind of what I grew up on, you know?
Yeah, I like 1 through 5, like, really. After 5, not so much. I really like 3. I think I'm usually an off.
You like
pick.
Halloween 3?
I do like 3.
People are
oh my god, I
bat
love you.
Shit.
Dude, it was a really cool movie.
Chris, it's watch great. Halloween 3 again. It's so great.
Yeah, but it's not a Halloween movie.
Oh god, it is too, but it's about Halloween, Chris. How is it not a Halloween movie?
No, because Halloween is Michael Myers.
Yes, and no.
He's in the background.
Is he in?
Yeah, like when they're in a bar. What's his name? He's in a bar. Like the old dude who stars in it. He's in a bar, and like they're playing Halloween 1 on the TV in the bar.
I don't remember that. Nice.
Halloween is about Michael Myers and
Halloween.
Dr. Loomis.
Yeah, and Halloween.
No. It's not about Halloween.
It is about Halloween, though.
It has nothing to do with Halloween.
It is actually all about Halloween,
it's
Chris.
It's all about Dr. Loomis.
Masks.
And his awesome coat. And his awesome coat. And
they both have masks.
And that he has nothing underneath it.
Dr.
Loomis doesn't have anything underneath that coat.
Fact.
I think what they did with Halloween 3, they should have went with, like... It wouldn't, like, all right, you have, like, a couple sequels here and there where it's Michael Myers, but then, like, the rest of them are just, like, standalone Twilight Zone type things. It wouldn't have been so good, dude. Oh, man, I love Halloween 3.
You know what could do that, Jeff?
The Twilight Zone. A non-Halloween movie?
Right. A movie called The Twilight Zone Halloween.
All right, so you're saying you'd rather have Paranormal Activity every fucking October.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't make some weird anthology movie called Halloween.
I would be so down for that.
You could call it, like, something else.
But didn't John Carpenter do Halloween 3?
He did the score for it, and you could tell, like, it was great music.
Yeah,
it was.
Awesome John Carpenter music, yeah.
It was. Totally agree.
Synthesized.
It's awesome.
You know what?
I'm gonna have to.
You know what I really want? I want Rob Zombie to remake Halloween 3.
Oh.
And then have both of you watch it, and I'll just laugh. I'm not gonna watch it, because it'll be awful.
It is gonna be awful. God.
Those remakes are terrible.
Alright, what's Tony's answer?
I have no idea. How about Desperate Housewives? That show is terrifying.
Epic.
Well, being as this episode will be coming out on Friday the 13th, I think I might watch Jason X tonight.
Oh, no, that's a bad one.
No, it's so good.
Terrible.
It's so amazingly good. Jason
3 is bad, and Jason X is good. How?
It's so stupid.
God, that movie's terrible.
Oh,
are you saying your favorite horror franchise is Jason?
No, I already said it was Halloween, but not Halloween 3.
What was a really bad Jason when Jason dies or Jason Goes to Hell?
Jason Goes to Hell was pretty bad.
I love Jason Goes to Hell, dude.
Oh.
It is really bad. Like,
it's really bad.
It's cheesy. It's bad. But, dude, when he boxes that guy on top of that building and he punches his head off, it's so dumb. He literally punches this dude's head off. And then when he's walking down, he's like walking through, Times Square, isn't it? Like, he's like down in Manhattan, he's walking, he fucking kicks over a boombox. And then he says something to him, he turns around, he lifts up his mask.
Well, that's not Jason Goes to Hell, though, is it?
That's what he
takes Manhattan.
Yeah.
Which was also bad. It's so good. Yeah.
Love it.
Now, those movies stopped being good after 4. Five.
Four was the peak, in my opinion.
The remake was really good.
6 was okay.
The remake was good, yeah. 6 was fun. 5 kind of, like, was a letdown because it wasn't Jason.
It was weird. 7 was good, though. I think that's the one where they were had the telekinesis bits, right?
Yeah, it's Carrie versus Jason, basically.
Yeah. Which is like kind of funny. Like, Jason looked fucking awesome in that movie. Like, you see one part where he's, like, walking through the woods, and you see him from behind, and you see his, like, spine and shit. It's awesome.
He was basically zombie Jason at that point. Yeah. But that's what I love about the first 4, is, like, he was just, like, a retired mutant, you know? You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It was basic.
I'm going to Friday the 13th tomorrow night.
Come on, you got to watch Jason Goes to Space.
Oh, no.
So good.
We got to do a marathon when I guess it's October. Watch all of them.
Yeah. All right.
My least favorite, let me throw out there, is Jason Goes to Hell. I don't like that movie because it's not a Jason movie.
It's terrible.
Because it is a Jason movie. It's just not a very good one.
Yeah. But, like, Halloween gets away from it. Like, Halloween 3 was its own separate thing. Jason Goes to Hell, it was supposed to be the end of Jason. But he's in 10 minutes of the movie. It was just bullshit.
But, man, they sure did set up that Freddy versus Jason.
Also bad. So
bad. Yeah, yeah. Dude, I think
watchable.
When I was a kid,
more watchable than Jason Goes to Hell, yeah.
I think I got a boner when that happened. When it was like his hand comes out, right? And he like grabs Jason's mask, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it got like a little. It might have been my first boner.
And then
there it is.
Then Jason Goes to Space.
There's the title of the episode right there, Jason Boner.
No, my first boner.
Jason Goes to Boner. Yeah.
Jason gives Jeff boners.
Oh boy.
Alright, is that it for questions?
That's it for questions. I could talk 4 movies more though.
We have a podcast for that.
Oh yeah, we do. Fuck, we should do a horror episode.
Yeah.
We should do a horror episode.
You should have done a Friday the 13th episode this week.
Too late for that now.
Yeah,
I could talk that shit in depth, man.
So we will be back next week.
No.
With GTA.
No.
We won't be back next week.
And we're taking a whole week off. The whole site.
Just to play GTA.
Yep. Need to play. God damn it.
It's just going to, every day it's going to be a new picture from GTA 5. There will be no content, just new pictures.
That counts.
Right. And then we'll just have a half-hour podcast of Jeff moaning to GTA 5 when it comes out.
It's going to be great. Oh, I can't wait.
Speaking of boners, right?
Boner!
So GTA next week. I may play some Kingdom Hearts HD.
Don't do it.
How can you play that whenever you know you have Grand Theft Auto sitting there?
Well, I don't have Grand Theft Auto sitting here yet.
So. Oh, okay. So you're going to play now, I see.
Right, well, before GTA comes out.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to play it after GTA comes out for a while, so. It looks like the schedule is clear for me for a little bit after GTA comes out, at least till October, so. I mean, good. I could play GTA for a couple weeks.
October's and October, November. Oh man.
Yeah, it gets bad.
Yeah,
I'm scared. Scared.
Really quickly too.
I've been working on getting the releases ready, and I'm sitting there looking at the calendar. I'm like, oh my god.
it's coming. The insanity is on its way.
Ugh.
And, like, Nintendo finally decides they're going to release shit, too. So, Jeff and I will be busy.
So it's like me and Tony get all the good games. Oh!
Wait, what?
Easy there.
So wrong.
I'm kidding.
There's a new Mario coming out.
Are you doing Mario?
I can.
No, I'm saying if you don't want to, I could do it. I'll gladly do it.
We'll talk about that shit, because that's right in between PS4 and Xbox One launch, so you might have to do Mario 3D World. So
I'm gonna be getting like that and Sonic, so you can put me down for those.
So Sonic is all you. I'm probably not getting Sonic until later. So
it's gonna be so magical.
And if you have Xbox Live, you should go download that Magic the Gathering 2013 or whatever, because that's free for like the next 3 days. So.
Yay!
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry.
And then some. What comes out on the 16th? Oh, Rainbow Six Vegas. You know, because you wanted that game.
That's their free game.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's their other free game for the month. So.
First Rainbow Six Vegas.
Yeah, which is better than I thought. It was better than Rainbow Six Vegas too. So.
It's not old at all. You know, it's only.
Oh yeah. That's. Not at all.
You can only buy it for $2 now.
Right. It was good when it came out. I don't know how it holds up. Right. Hopefully October has some better releases. When the fuck is Halo coming out? Like, not that I need it. I have a physical copy of it, but.
The free one?
Yeah, when Halo is Halo 3? 3 coming out?
That was announced. That was like the big one that they announced. Here's your Christmas present. You get it in December.
Oh, great, yeah. I'll have an Xbox One under my TV at that point. So I'm going to go back and
play
Halo
3.
3. Yeah. Alright. Fuck it. Halo 3.
America.
Yep. Let's go bomb somebody. We're out.
Bye.
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Jeff.
Good night, Jeff.